Hello, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to be with you, and I am honored. And, of course, as we've proven time and again, we are your winter weather coverage station. And we already are putting plans into place, and I will be on the air tomorrow. I will be on the air on Sunday. Believe it or not, here's how stupid I am. I've actually volunteered to work during the Bills game. So all of you people who say, oh, Tom, you're so smart. Really? No, I am not that smart. Believe me, I know it. But I owe it to you. I owe it to you to be the guy who volunteers to work during the Bills game. Because we're going to have full coverage for you all weekend long. Not just me. We have a whole team. And once I find out exactly what the schedule is, subject to flex, I will let you know. But everybody's going to be taking part in it. You have a dedicated bunch of professionals at News Radio 930 WBEN. And then you have the guys who fake it, like I do. Now, Joe Calley, behind the glass, you are going to bring up Andy Parker on your end, and you will also be in charge of putting calls on the air. I shan't touch the buttons because I'm told not to be trusted with sharp objects or buttons on a telephone. If you have questions for Andy Parker, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And Joe Calley, behind the glass, let's bring up Laura in Orchard Park. Laura, you're on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you, my love, for holding. It is your turn with Andy Parker. Go.
Hey, Andy. My daughter's supposed to head back to school in Indiana. So she's got to travel southwest, and she was planning to leave Sunday. When do you think it's safe to actually make that drive? Obviously not Sunday.
Sunday getting out of Western New York is the hardest thing. Once you're out of the area and you're beyond the snow bands, you'd probably catch another one of these off of Lake Michigan somewhere in Indiana. But if you can get out of Buffalo, there's a very good chance you could end up making that trip out there, the majority of it, without problem. But again, getting out of Buffalo on Sunday is going to be the trick. If you're in the north towns and you got to drive through the band, that could be a game changer. If you're further south, Colden or some portions of the southern tier, you should be able to escape the clutches of the lake effect snow machine.
Would tomorrow be better?
Yeah, if you can depart on Saturday morning, that would be optimum. Anytime before 12 o'clock would get you around the end of the lake and out into the clear before the big lake effect bands begin to kick in.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much.
Thank you kindly, Laura. Appreciate that. Andy Parker, meteorologist of great note, is with us. Mike, I feel like this is deja vu from December of 2022. It's not a blizzard, but it is a major storm. Wind, it will be a major factor, and with wind and snow comes whiteouts, so be careful. Mike in Wheatfield, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Andy. Now, the National Weather Service predicting occasional snow during the Bills game. Does the word occasional have a different meaning meteorologically than just a little bit here and a little bit there? It sounds like it.
Yeah, in this situation, occasional means you'll get occasionally clubbed by the lake effect bat. So this is not just some occasional flurries, but when that lake effect band does decide to wobble over Orchard Park or across the stadium or through your tailgate, you will know it. This is not just occasional bouts of flurries, but when it does come through, it'll be debilitating because of the combination between the wind and the snow intensity, which will be more intense on Sunday than Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us. You're going to be hearing a lot of Andy. And before we take some more telephone calls, I want Andy to give out his telephone number so you have a meteorologist on speed dial because, this is Andy's bread and butter, and your visiting his site is very helpful and helps us and helps Andy. So, Andy, plug away, and then we're going to get right back to the telephone calls.
All right, it sounds good. I got a really easy number, Tom. It's 503-ANDY. So it's 503-2639. And all you have to do is text it and text the word weather. and you'll get an immediate response. And sometimes I've got a link in there, and it'll take you to more maps and stuff if you want to know more. But if you have a question, just like the folks that got through on the line, you can text me and say, hey, Andy, this is what I'm thinking. What am I going to do? And you know, I'll get back to you, and we'll give you the same answer. And here's a gentleman says, I work outside of General Mills downtown Buffalo tomorrow, 6 to 4 p.m. What am I up against? So I gave him an answer, pointed him in the right direction, and he's going to know what he's up against coming out of work. So it's 503-ANDY, 503-2639. Text it anytime.
You know, it's funny. I texted you, and you sent me back a text that said, if you keep calling me, I'm getting an order of protection. Is that's something that only I'm going to get? Is that correct?
There are certain numbers on a blocked list, yeah.
All right, let's get back to the calls. WBEN meteorologist Andy Parker. Here's Linda in Lockport. Linda, you have a meteorologist at your personal beck and call.
Oh, that's great, because I really am in a kind of a pickle. Normally, I'd stay in a home and stay put with a forecast like this, but I'm supposed to drive a friend at the airport for a 1 p.m. flight on Sunday, and which means I should be up at the, you know, the Buffalo Niagara Airport around 11:30. In the morning. And I don't want to just drop them off and have them call me at one saying my flight's canceled, and so I have to drive back and pick them up. So I don't know what, you know, what does it look like from your end?
Well, I can tell you, you're going to know long before you leave from the airport whether or not that flight is canceled. Buffalo International is going to do two things. If that snow band is in Cheektowaga, it's going to prevent planes from coming in and planes from going out at the same time. So even if it does clear up and it moves south, the plane that you're looking for might not be available. So your best friend is going to be the app that allows you to see the cancellations, and there will be numerous cancellations, not only because of the snow, but because of the wind as well. And so the crosswinds, the potential for that to be issues. But I think air travel on Sunday in and out of Western New York is going to be very difficult.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Big timey. Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Very helpful.
Thank you kindly, Linda, for the telephone call. Hey, Andy, not for nothing, but right now, my favorite place, Negril, Jamaica, as I call it, home. Sunshine and 84 degrees. I just thought I'd mention that. Yeah.
Ooh.
Andy Parker's with us on WBEN. Let's get to some more calls. Tanner. Oh, is this our Tanner in Corning, New York, the home of the Corning Glass Museum and the home of a beautiful archway that says Corning, New York? Is this our Tanner?
Tis indeed. I couldn't stay away, Tom.
Tanner Saunders, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, better hearing your voice. What's on your mind, son?
Well, I had a question for Andy Parker. So I am obviously in Corning right now, and I know you're going to advise on Sunday to not travel if you don't absolutely have to, but say I need to be back in Buffalo by about 6 p.m. on Sunday. Now, normally the way I come back to Buffalo is I go to Geneseo, Mount Morris, and then I take 28 through Warsaw, Varysburg, and then that spits me out around East Aurora, and eventually, you know, take the highway through Metro Buffalo and get back home to Amherst. But say I were to keep my commute a little more eastward, like say once I get to Geneseo, Mount Morris, I kind of go up towards Batavia and then just take the 90, you know, straight to Amherst where my journey would end. Would that make a travel on that day a little less treacherous?
Yes, you're going to have to use a game time decision on this. Now, obviously, I'm sure you have access to a radar on your phone. You're also going to want to know if that portion of the 90 is closed before you start getting there. So there's a couple options. You could take the 390 up to Rochester and then take Route 31 and drop in north of the White Mess, or you could try to go up the 219, but you're only going to get to where you're going to bump into it. So to get to Amherst, you might have to think about going north and then getting past Rochester, taking 31, even if the thruway is closed, that'll get you back to Amherst, but you got to drop in from the north. That's going to be a tricky one tomorrow, or on Sunday, so you're going to have to watch the radar and see where the band is at that time. But I think that's going to be the one. It's a longer ride, but it'll get you there.
That's fine. As long as I didn't anticipate that if I have to travel that day, I would miss the entirety of it. But as long as I can avoid the brunt of it, that would be ideal. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that.
Good luck, buddy.
All right. Tanner Saunders, our own Tanner Saunders on News Radio 930 WBEN. Love that young man. He does so much for the radio station and is such a big part of the Well, let's see. He's such a big part of anything that might go wrong during my show, but anything that goes right, that's all me, 100%. Anything that goes wrong, that's Tanner. But anyway, Tanner Saunders, got a great career coming up, and just love working with him. And by the way, the guy behind the glass right now, Joe Cali, he ain't bad either. Let's tell you what, we got to go to traffic, then we're going to get to more of your telephone calls because we've got a major winter event coming up over the weekend, and it really is going to kick in on Sunday. And on Sunday, you will say, wow, that Bowerly might be an idiot, but boy, is he ever right about needing a dome. Let's go to traffic and Alan Harris. Alan. But as far as, our, as you know, we're putting together our weekend schedule. Do we get to work together again? Yeah, I mean, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, no, Saturday I'm not here.
You're taking a day off, and you call that dedication?
I'm going to go down to Corning,
All right, thanks, bro. The WBEN just called Jed First Alert Forecast. I'm just going to do tonight because we're talking weather with Andy Parker, and it might tend to be a little bit redundant. I know I said it wrong. I have fun with words sometimes. Showers tonight and 31 degrees. Right now, tis 35 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get back to the calls. For your very own meteorologist, Andy Parker. And it's Dan in North Tonawanda. Dan, you are on WBEN. Go right ahead, sir.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Andy, first of all, I just wanted to thank you so much for your reporting during the blizzard last Christmas, because your analysis was spot on, and it really, really did help my family. I just wanted to preface that. Part of the reason why I'm calling is because I value your opinion. I heard a conflicting report on WGR where they had mentioned the wind was going to be stronger on Saturday, especially in the evening, as opposed to any of the time on Sunday. I know with snow, I don't envy you, because I think I've seen birdshot patterns more organized than the lake effect snow. So I don't think that trying to predict that's going to be any kind of accuracy, but the wind is what I'm more concerned about. If you could just clarify that, because I know I've been hearing reports about people saying travel is going to be impossible on Sunday, and I just wanted to confirm if that is accurate or not.
Oh, those are two excellent questions. Stan, don't hang up on him. Let's get Andy's response. First of all, apparently our caller has a 410 loaded with birdshot at all time. I'm just making that guess based on what he said. But what's your answer, Andy?
The answer is the winds on Saturday will be stronger than the winds on Sunday. The wind gusts will be up around 60, 65 miles an hour. And during the day on Sunday, they'll be between 40 and 50 miles an hour. But the intensity of the snow on Sunday will be greater. So you have more bursts of snow early Saturday, so it's not as blinding. But then as that lake effect band becomes intense, as it begins to pull more snowflakes out of Lake Erie and begin to throw them horizontally, the visibility goes down. So yes, the biggest wind gusts occur from Saturday at noon until around 8 p.m., but then the more intense snow occurs Saturday evening and Sunday.
And if you don't mind, Dan, I'd like you to hold on for this. Can you address the wind situation directionally and with the way the stadium is configured?
Oh, that's an interesting one. Now, on Friday, we get these big southeast winds that come from Pennsylvania towards Dunkirk. So they're going to come down out of the grape country, across the thruway, and the potential to tip trucks. Now, on Saturday, it switches direction, comes right up the lake from Cleveland and Toledo, screaming up there, and it's going to blow right past the scoreboard and go across the field. Now, as it hits the bowl, it swirls around. Believe it or not, I have a weather station positioned right underneath the scoreboard. It updates every single minute, and I can watch the weather, what happens underneath that scoreboard. And the other day, it had a 56-mile-an-hour wind gust go blowing through there. There are some crazy wind patterns within the stadium, and as that wind comes past the scoreboard and in, it can be brutal.
Kindly for your telephone call, and we will let you go now. Tell you what, Andy is going to be a very busy man, and we're going to be prevailing upon Andy a lot this weekend. I'll be working Saturday. I'll be working Sunday. I'm sure we're going to be roping Bella Villa into it. There are going to be times where I'm going to be joining. I'm not sure what David's schedule is, but I'll be popping in and out over the weekend for you on News Radio 930 WBEN. And when I'm on, Bella Villa will pop in on my show if he's available, because we like to do that to each other. Now, Andy, I know that people can text the word weather to you at 503-2639. Text the word weather, 503-ANDY, to receive updates. And I hate to do this to you again, but we have people who are just tuning in. And in particular, the hour-by-hour timeline for Sunday. But if you don't mind going through the timeline for the storm this weekend, I would be very grateful, as would the people who just got out of work at 4 o'clock.
No, happy to do it for you. It actually begins tonight in the form of some wind that develops after we get to 7 o'clock. We're going to get those 45-mile-an-hour gusts. If you're along the lakeshore, they could elevate to 55 miles an hour. Out of the southeast. Tomorrow morning, temperatures will be in the 40s. If you're an early riser in that 5, 6 o'clock hour, it'll be very warm. Then the temperature drops rapidly throughout the day, drops below 32. The winds switch direction, come off the lake, blow from Buffalo to Batavia at 65-mile-an-hour gusts. That's going to cause problems. You'll have snow bursts in the first half of the day. If you need to get out and about in the morning, it's going to be manageable. Windy, but manageable. The afternoon is when we start to say, things are going to change rapidly. You're going to see less easy conditions, very changeable. One moment it might be okay, the next moment it's not. Then as that lake band really begins to consolidate in the evening hours, we'll have the whiteout conditions where you get into the snow band and you feel helpless because you can't see, similar to the conditions that we had within the blizzard. But
and
on
is
a
this
scale,
the white the smaller. Whiteouts, forgive my interruption, but the whiteouts kick in when?
The whiteouts will kick in Saturday evening and continue all day on Sunday.
And then hour by hour, almost, Sunday, you mentioned whiteouts, but give us the rest. And I apologize for having you redo this, but as you know, being a veteran at this, we have people tuning in all the time saying, huh, what's going on? Because people are trying to hunt down a gas station right now. Gas stations are a cluster. But Sunday, hour by hour, please.
Yeah, I completely understand, Tom. People dip in and grab WBEN at all different times. They're hopping out, so happy to do it. I think Sunday is going to be the day of the most impact, and that is because the lake effect snowband will be at its strongest. The winds are still going to be elevated to gusts of 50 miles an hour. When you combine those two things, the debilitating whiteouts that we're going to get near the snowband are going to be enough that I think we're going to end up seeing some road closures, travel advisories, and then we're going to have snow on the road from what fell Saturday evening and overnight. So overall, Sunday is the worst of the 2 days, even though the strongest winds do hit on Saturday. And the snow band will be migrating on an angle that would take it from Buffalo to Batavia, and it would include portions of Clarence and Amherst. In the northern edge, they know all too well that on that certain angle, if Buffalo gets hit, they get hit. And then as it slides southward, it's going to hit all the usual players like Lancaster, Depew, Blaisdell, and then into Orchard Park. It does not look like it's going to go much further south than the south towns. That's your window of opportunity to run into this snowband, is going to be within that parameter there. And it doesn't look like it's going to be one solid band, but maybe multiple bands of snow, which is why we say there's going to be changeable driving conditions, because it may not be constant at any one location the entirety of Sunday.
Wind chill numbers of?
Oh, terrible. Single digits to near zero. You'll have air temperatures in the 20s, wind chills that'll be in the singles to near zero.
And one more question. If you were giving advice to Mark Poloncarz and Byron Brown, would you advise them to close down the county or the city to prevent people running into situations as we did just over a year ago?
I think you have to emphasize no unnecessary travel at this stage of the game. Until you can see that there's real problems. I think you just put out no unnecessary travel and then see what happens as we go through Saturday before closing things down for Sunday. I think you have all day Saturday to make that decision. This is something that people are aware of. Just about everybody knows a storm is coming. You have the majority of the day on Saturday to close it, and I think we'll have to make those tough decisions come the afternoon and early evening on Saturday for Saturday night and Sunday.
Well, Andy Parker, I know who my best friend is going to be this weekend.
You've got my number, Tom.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk.
Okay.
Meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll continue to talk to you on News Radio 930 WBEN. I am not a meteorologist. Let's get to news on News Radio 930 WBEN. The WBEN Bills playoff push coverage is brought to you by Positive Health and Wellness.